and Mahoney Morning Show.
Listen live on the Odyssey app.
Well, hello, friends, and thank you for joining us. Got some good news, got some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first, there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
The bad news is that you stayed up all night playing Call of Duty.
That's not bad news.
It's not?
Nah, man. I got
feeling
a,
okay?
I got a dub yesterday.
Did you?
Sometimes, Dave, you know, they say the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
Uh-huh.
Are you chasing the white dragon?
Oh, that squeeze was worth the juice. If you know what I'm saying. If you know what I'm saying. No, I'm not chasing the white dragon. I'm chasing the nerdy guy who, the pasty dragon who hasn't seen sun or touched grass in
a long time because he's stuck inside. Because I feel like every time we hear about the singular dub, I always go in my head. And I don't know if you like this too, Dave. I'm always just like, one?
One, that's it.
Because like, I don't know. I know it's really
you're
hard.
Up to like
I
3 do, o'clock in the morning and you got a single
and you're chasing
win,
the one
like,
win high.
Ooh,
I know. I know that the game's hard.
Yeah,
I get it.
You should just be better.
It's not what I'm saying at all. Dave, I just feel like it's just a lot of time for not a lot of payout.
I hear what you're saying. You are a pathetic loser who has accomplished very little.
My Call of Duty team, much like this team, is carried by me.
So
we can't win every time.
I see.
Uh-huh. So that's why. All right. I feel all right. I actually,
do you?
Know,
okay.
Yeah,
good.
I'm like,
good.
Yeah.
New shirt?
No.
Oh.
I've worn this one before.
All right, so let's get things going with some good news and bad news. The bad news to start today, snakes are thriving. I know you love snakes, Audrey. But
hate them.
Everywhere that the temperature has been warm or too cold for snakes, it's evening out now in a lot of places, and that means that this is the ideal temperature for snakes. So
boiling hot.
It's, you know, obviously heading into fall time here, the snakes prefer it to not be quite as boiling hot, and so they will come out. So if this is if you live in a part of the country where snakes are prevalent, expect to see more of them.
Dave.
And my wife, she does some like interior design for homes,
mm-hmm.
and she said that she had a client that called her the other day and said, "Hey, I know that we just got done with all of this interior design and customizing our house, but we're going to need to do it again because we are going to move because they found a rattlesnake in their courtyard of their house." And you're like, "Well, that doesn't seem like a big deal." But then the other day, they found a rattlesnake inside their house.
Oh, no,
I don't know how
no.
snakes get in your house.
They don't even have thumbs.
Or keys.
Yeah.
I mean, the...
Guys, they ring the doorbell.
Their ring doorbell doesn't catch them?
No, like they ring the doorbell, and then somebody's like, come on in.
That's the
And then they realize, wait a minute, this was a mistake. You're a snake.
Do they not? they don't rattle it?
Rattle the keys?
The knocker?
I mean, honestly, I would probably move, too, if I found a rattlesnake in the house.
I mean, seriously, though, how do they get in? But plumbing?
No, I mean, you had to leave a door open or whatever.
Doggy door, maybe.
Yeah. Anything like that.
Which is now a really big snake door, considering even, like, say, a dog the size of your boy Blue.
Who's small door.
Who's a small door, but big snake.
A whole family of snakes can fit through that.
Oh, they're little snake children?
Yeah, come on in.
I really hate that. Love that for your wife and your financial
gain,
though.
Yeah, it's great for us,
You planted the snake, didn't you?
I'm like, you see that doggy door over there? Go through that. Give you $40.
It's your snake trainer.
So is a story about snakes coming out at night, much like Houdini said the freaks come out at night back in the 80s?
Oh.
This just means that the hibernation ends earlier in the spring for rattlesnakes, so they could be very active heading into winter, so just be aware.
They bang it out in colder months.
The snakes or Houdini?
Both.
Okay.
I don't know if everybody from Houdini is still alive or not.
Some good news today as well. And these guys, a bit braver than I am, and they took a selfie with it. So just so you guys can see what I'm talking about here.
Oh, that is sad.
There was some beachgoers in Ocean City, Maryland, who helped to rescue a shark that was on a fishing hook. So they went over, they used some pliers, got the hook out of its mouth. They freed it, and then they picked up the 6-7 foot shark?
It's the size of a person.
Large shark.
Yeah.
Take a selfie with it? We suck.
I mean, I would take a selfie. If I'm saving your life, I get to take a selfie
with you. Its mouth is wide open, it's at the dentist's office.
Yeah.
Imagine if other animals or other things did that with us. Like, if we saw, a floating cheeseburger, I went to bite it, and then all of a sudden I get hooked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
And then they're like, hey, let's take a picture with this piece of garbage.
Yeah, I mean, we are real mean to fish. Like, the amount of trickery that we do.
We're at the point where we're like, there's so many people on this planet who are like, you know what? I don't eat animals, but I eat fish.
But
F you, fish. That's what they're like. There's a whole subset of people who are like, I don't eat animals, except you, bitch.
Because you delicious. But if you think about how rough fish have it, like, they're just swimming along, like you said. They go to eat something.
Yeah.
It's got a hook in it. Mm-hmm. Or they're just swimming along, minding their own business, and a goddamn bald eagle is going to dive out of the sky and get me.
Steve and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
I mean, I guess I appreciate the irony of this, but there was a movie theater that was hit by a tornado, and they're getting set to reopen, and they're going to play Twister when they reopen.
Why would they play a board game?
So the drive-in was shut down following damage from the March 5th tornado outbreak in Iowa, and the owner spent the last 5 months fixing the drive-in. When's the last time you guys went to a drive-in movie theater?
Been a hot minute. I mean, I know they popped back up during COVID briefly.
Uh-huh.
Because they were outdoors, you were contained in your car, and, you know, I know Bert Kreischer did a whole comedy tour at drive-ins. I actually really enjoyed going to drive-ins. Because you could bring a whole ass pizza, you bring all your own stuff.
So I forget how they work, because I don't think I've been to a drive-in since I was a little kid, but mm-hmm. Is it that they have like a low-power radio station or yeah. something, and then you just tune in
yep.
in your car? And
some places have the little boxes you can put on there, but the way that most of them do it, it's like a very low-power. You turn it to like 88.1 uh-huh. or whatever it may be, and you can listen to the movie. And they have it on different, like, 88.3 is...
Do you pull in, like, front, so you just watch it through your windshield, or do you back in?
I always pulled in front to watch through, because I have a sedan.
Oh, yeah.
But somebody who has, like, a minivan or something with a big back seat...
Like an SUV, you can just pop the old yeah. tailgate. I feel like if you have a Subaru station wagon, you have to back in.
My mom's got a Subaru.
Would she back it in?
Probably not. I don't think she likes to back up.
Yeah, she does.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
That's how you're here.
My dad is a Marine. He will come here and murder you.
How do you think you were created? She backed it up.
He will come here and murder you.
But I mean,
and I will sanction it.
The opening night was, he'll sanction it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You
yeah.
can't sanction my murder.
Bet.
Your whole family's going to go to jail. Yeah,
whatever.
Worth it.
We've seen stuff.
Opening night filled with people coming out with lawn chairs, setting up, playing games, and happily just being around each other, waiting for the movies to begin. And Tom Cruise and his new movie, Top Gun Maverick, was being played after Twister.
So, I don't know about you, Dave, but Twister with Helen Hunt and I believe it was Bill Paxton.
Was it Bill Paxton?
I think it was Paxton, not Pullman. Pullman was the president from Independence Day.
Yes.
Paxton's the guy from Big Love. And was...
It was Paxton.
And right. was Kurt Russell's brother in Tombstone. But...
Is that the guy who was in Titanic?
That I don't know.
He was the one who was like doing all the scuba diving stuff with the earring.
But we got to talk about Helen Hunt.
I don't think so.
And that white tank top. Because when I was a young man, 16, 17 years old when that movie came out, I felt some stuff.
I mean, let's be honest. A woman braless in a white tank top today...
She had a bra on, but she was just, you know, it was
no padding.
It was just, it was the 90s, man. Nipples were it wasn't a
nipples
stick.
Nipples are still fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Nipples are still fashion.
Yeah.
I'm going to show Audrey this tank top from Twister.
See if she feels anything.
See how she feels about this.
I mean, hot, for sure.
I mean, like, I feel like tank tops are a look that, like, kind of ageless, right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's wearing tank tops. Yeah,
I feel
sure.
like tank tops are very hard to pull off.
You got to, like, be... It's, again, look great. You look great in everything, but a tank top. Because I feel like...
Both of you guys should get tank tops.
We should not, no.
I mean,
no,
nipples are fashion. We just went over this.
You want to see our nipples?
Sure.
Dave, have you ever worn a tank top?
No. Why would I wear a tank top?
I bought a tank top because...
You bought a tank top?
Like,
why would you buy a tank top?
Like 19 years old.
Oh, okay. All right, sure.
Not like yesterday. I'm not
recently? Why?
But like, because I always saw the guys like Brad Pitt in Fight Club with his tank top and, you know, Helen Hunt and Twister.
Did you do the white one?
Oh, of course I did. And I was like, I put it on and I just looked like straight out of a trailer.
Just trash.
Just the trashiest. And I'm like, yep. And I burned it immediately.
I also had a tank top that was a white tank top at about that same age, 18, 19 years old.
Guys.
And I remember I had it on and I went to the gas station and there was this older lady that was always there that would like kind of hit on me in like a playful way. You know?
She did not that day?
No, she went, oh, you're so skinny. I never wore it again.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I just heard the bit about the IT email, and I have to say that you handled it far better than I would have. When you said they sent it in all caps, and what they sent, my blood started to boil, and it wasn't even sent to me. I can definitely say I would have sent a few choice words, I would have been rather unprofessional, and I would not have given the first about being unprofessional.
Message deleted.
Mahoney got into quite the dust-up with our IT department the other day, and it was a war of words, but they were clapping back at you after you asked for access to a folder that you didn't have access to, and they put in all caps that you need to look at the previous emails to see how to do it.
And they also reattached the directions. Ooh. As well. I mean,
which were incorrect, by the way, and they ended up tucking their tail and realizing their mistake. Did she apologize?
No apology. Mm. No apology. And here's the thing. Like, we work in a, you know, our day-to-day is great. You know, like, we have a pretty good relationship with our boss.
Bossy Rossi?
Well, our big boss.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Dan the Man.
Dan the Man's awesome. Bossy
Rossi.
Got a
great yep. relationship with him. But there's things that we can say because we have a familiarity with each other.
Right.
But, like, when you're on, like, company email, I can't be Mahoney. I have to be Jason.
Oh, there's a difference.
Oh, there's a Jason. Yeah. There's Jason has...
Well, because Mahoney would tell them in person, like, hey, like, first off, you would never even think to be this bold to approach me in that manner in person, IT person.
Because Mahoney will murder your family.
You know, that's a very interesting thing that we always say about keyboard warriors is, like, you would never... I mean, I am a Karen on and off the field. You know, like, I would.
Yeah. You live the life.
Like, I would. You know, like, I would I would type it and speak it. So, but I mean, I think
you
that
would,
a lot of people just, like, don't expect.
You would speak the type.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's how you would
I
do it.
I say it with my chest, you know.
And you would save yourself some keystrokes.
But you too. You too.
Yes. But, I mean, I'm not able to, like, every email I write from my, like, official company email address, I read it like somebody is going to put this on the news or somebody else is going to read this. That's the filter I run it through.
Really?
Like, for real, I do. Because when it comes...
You're so
like,
paranoid.
I've seen so many people over the years lose their job.
I would hope that that's how I lose my job. And then I hope somebody puts it on the news. And everyone's like, you know what? Jason was right.
Over an email.
Well,
thread
no, I was
about
right. Not only did I Not only did I clap back, though, in a professional manner... I screenshot and highlighted, and then screenshotted highlights just to re-emphasize my point of, you're going to come at me like this. I mean, you come for the king, you best
come
not miss.
Come for the king, shut
you
up.
Best not miss.
Please leave a message after the tone.
There's a universe where Mahoney is a star athlete that runs and jumps every day, and I'm totally here for that.
Message deleted.
Dude, if you could see me at like 16, 15 years old, I legitimately thought there was a chance I was going to play, like, college hockey and maybe have a shot, like, you know, at, like, minor league stuff.
Yeah. I like that you capped it in minor league.
Yeah, I mean, I was...
At 15, 16, you didn't believe that you could, like, make it to the big leagues?
I wasn't super fast, but I was big. I was tall, you know? So, like, they might put me in there for, like an enforcer role in hockey or something like that. But never, not, like, the star winger. No, that would never be me. So I had some realistic expectations, but I had a gym coach come, Mr. Bowden, who was wearing short ass shorts, left nut always just getting ready to, you know,
say hello,
say howdy do, and he pulled me aside one day and he's like, you know, your biggest problem, Jason, is you don't apply yourself. If you applied yourself, you could be easily one of the best athletes in this county.
But what's interesting about you, Mahoney, is that you do in this county, in this region-ish.
In this room.
I feel like if you do apply yourself, it's just whenever you choose to. So did that make you, whenever he said Mr. Nuts, whenever he came to you, and I hope that room was not locked, came to you in that room, did you guys...
Tight white polo.
Captain Scrotum, we call it.
Had the whistle as well.
Did you want to work?
No, it didn't motivate me. I don't know. There's the only thing that I found in 41 years that motivates me. It's not money. It's not sex. Food. On occasion when I'm hungry.
Yeah.
But the only thing that motivates me when I'm that's not like a primal urge is spite. That's the only thing that will motivate me.
And see, that's where that gym teacher screwed up. If he just leaned in and went, "You little bitch, you're never going to make the team."
No, I don't even know if that would have worked. I think it would have been the opposing team said that, like,
"Your mama likes
your mama," something like, yeah,
she
something about your mama. Yeah.
She backs that Subaru up.
And Mahoney would have been like, "No way.
You know my mom listens to this show every day.
I'm going pro.
Every day, Dave. She listens.
When you talk to her later today, ask her if I'm wrong.
I'm going to give her your number. Actually, better yet, I'm going to give my mom your mom's number. I'm going to have her have a conversation.
Your mom listens to. Guys, listens my mom to. Listened to. My mom she, was.
Did your mom raise you to be this disrespectful?
Oh, this disrespectful.
My mama was a hoe. She had me at 20. Like, come on.
Her mom does not listen.
Guys, listen. Come on, guys.
Listening. Come on, what up?
Like, your parents backed it up. You are here because of that. No. Mahoney's blushing.
Stork brought me.
Mahoney's over here acting like...
Your parents have sex, sir.
He's Jesus 2.0, like Immaculate Conception over here. Which also...
He hates it.
Mary was lying about that, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Hey, just wanted to leave a message. Love your guys' show. The other day, you guys were talking about Sofia Vergara and how beautiful she is, but you were confusing her with Carmen Electra. Carmen Electra was a VJ and also had an E! Show and had blonde hair. So that's who actually you were thinking of when you were talking about being a VJ and a video jockey on MTV and on E! And having blonde hair was actually Carmen Electra. Great show. Love you guys. Thanks.
I love just how confident this man is in how wrong he is. We said Sofia Vergara used to be on E! All the time. She was. She was on like Wild on E! Okay. Yes, Carmen Electra was a VJ. We know who Carmen Electra is.
Yeah.
But Sofia Vergara, in her younger days, and her natural hair color is blonde.
Sofia Vergara's natural hair color
is
blonde?
Her natural hair color is blonde.
Really?
And she's one of those really... I mean, how many people do you know who are, like, blonde who go brunette?
Right. Not very many.
I feel like when you're going through some stuff, maybe. Like, you go through, like, a hard breakup or something like that.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you do it at home, if you've got blonde hair, and if you've ever tried to do a box dye at home, blondes, you know that turns green. It turns green. I was actually wondering, because I thought that she was maybe not an MTV or VH1 VJ, but I do remember seeing her in a bikini on the beach, and I thought that it was MTV, and I think I was the one who actually said that. But either way, I mean, both of them are gorgeous. I don't remember what we were talking about, but I'm sure it was just that, how pretty Carmen is, gorgeous as well.
I just love how confident this guy was and how incorrect he is.
Do you guys remember like being up late and watching all of those shows? Yeah. Just, like, drooling.
Everything that would come on either right after Howard Stern on E! Like, it was usually, like, Wild On with Art Man or...
Todd Newton.
No, it wasn't Todd Newton. It was Art Man and then Brooke Burke.
Brooke Burke, yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot about her.
Like, those shows have just kind of fallen by the wayside because even then, 2001 or whatever
it was.
It was
pre-internet.
Yeah, the internet wasn't...
They had late-night TV, so that if you were up past a certain hour, you had to see butts. Yeah. I remember seeing Nelly Tip Drill, and there were booty cheeks everywhere. And I was like, what is this? I was mesmerized. The things that were of shock value then are on TikTok today.
Oh, it's everywhere now.
And the world's a better place for it.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Have you guys ever escaped something that absolutely should have killed you?
Like a couple times, a couple car accidents that have been real bad that could have gone way, 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 way worse.
Same thing for me. Like, I think about the car accidents that I've been in, and I'm just thankful that it's not as bad as it could have been. But, I mean, there's situations that level up, and this is one of those. Did you guys happen to see the video from earlier this week when the plane crash landed onto the highway? So it was in Riverside County, and this plane was trying to land at the Corona Airport and I guess had engine failure. But there's all these cars that are just cruising down the highway that have no idea. And it's a small plane. It's a single engine, like little Cessna or whatever. And this plane is coming in hot right behind him and goes crashing down onto the highway.
It's like an episode of Lost.
And goes spinning all over the place, and the plane blows up. And they somehow made it out of the plane fine, and nobody got injured or killed.
Because I watched the video, because somebody had dash cam footage of the plane like hitting, and it hits hard and bounces and turns. And then you see a big explosion, which I was still trying to figure out what it was. Was it like the gas tank that had fallen off, and or the back end of the plane that fell off that causes the initial explosion on the highway in front of all of these cars that are going, you have to assume, 70 plus miles an hour?
Wild.
Like you're just, you never think like you're driving down the highway and all of a sudden a plane is just going to fall on you. But that's exactly what happened to these people.
Can you imagine if you were on that plane and you had your noise canceling headphones on? Didn't you just wake up? Didn't even hear a thing?
It wasn't a Southwest flight. Single engine, but still.
There was a crying baby on board. Didn't hear it. We crashed. Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa, that's great. But there was a.
Yeah, that's on you. It's not my fault this kid's crying. It's your lack of preparation not bringing noise canceling headphones.
So you're blaming me for the crying baby if I don't have my headphones on?
You came woefully unprepared, Audrey.
Just put the noise canceling headphones on the baby.
That's not how babies work.
You can't just put the
you can put the ear thing over the mouth.
Yeah. like he's Bane. Baby Bane.
I am here to Batman. I'm going to ruin your flight.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
The misconnection is a simple concept. We just go cruising through Craigslist and find these posts where individuals are looking for that special someone. And some of these are just, you know, honest, brief interactions that they've had out and about, and they didn't take that moment to try to get the person's number, and they regret it. And so they're thinking, well, maybe that person is also trudging through Craigslist, and this is the way that I'm going to find them.
Dave, there is nothing in life that is more, I think, disheartening than having regret about what you could have done and what you should have done. And if you do that twice by not posting a misconnection, I mean, the love of your life may never find their way to you.
And this could certainly be the love of this individual's life. This is male for female, and it's entitled Girl with Bird. Close to the Dixieland post office, you and I had what I think is a connection. You had a white cockatoo on your shoulder. You were wearing a black turtleneck. I had curly brown hair covering my face. You looked at me with what could have been violent passion or passionate violence. Either way, it stirred something inside me. Let's have coffee and talk about how we could live like the Doolittles.
Why don't we talk about a cockatoo?
So you can live like the Doolittles.
Man, this chick is wearing a... has got a white cockatoo on her shoulder wearing a black turtleneck.
That is a bold
move. That is bold.
I mean,
that
bird is going to poop. Is there a picture right there?
There's a picture?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Oh, okay.
I was like, what? That'd be amazing.
Just the imagery, I guess, that was just coming through the misconnection. I imagine. There was a picture attached.
You know who Elizabeth Holmes is?
Yes.
The lady from that whatever, she was running that scam, like, we can test your blood company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's they just made a Hulu documentary about her.
That's why I imagine this is it's talking about. She's the type of chick who would have a cockatoo on her shoulder.
This one is a bit more more broad, and it says, looking for my older mommy, A&R.
Ew.
I am the quote-unquote son you nursed for a few weeks, but we lost touch. I miss the closeness and comfort in your arms. You were older, 50s or 60s, thick and curvy. Please find me, mommy.
What's got to go on in your... How quick do you have to be taken out of the breastfeeding stage in order for that amount of weird to ensue?
Man, they're making it real hard,
like,
out
teased?
Here. Not to kink shame.
No.
You shame this kink.
No, I'm saying.
Stop this. You stop this right now.
Creepy as hell.
Yes.
That is so bizarre.
If you are a
bootleg-ass Oedipus complex,
grown-ass man, and you're trying to find some random lady who's thick and curvy in their 50s or 60s to breastfeed you, what are you doing?
But I mean, I don't know. Is it kind of weird if you're sucking on it like a boobie?
It's different.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, God, is it?
Yeah. Audrey.
Audrey.
I'm just saying.
Let me give you this guy's email.
No, man. No, what I'm saying is that, like, I mean, I get it, but I mean, like, you're still kind of doing the same thing.
It's different.
You're just not saying mommy.
That's a big difference.
That's the biggest difference in out of all of this.
Cutie at the dispensary from Imperial Beach, male for female. Cross paths with a little, a cute little biscuit at the dispensary. What a descriptor. Made long eye contact and said, hi, hoping you see this. Or maybe I find a new 420 friend.
I got a confession to make over the weekend.
Please tell me it's about this one, not the previous one.
I made an entire roll, you know, of biscuits.
You did. Yes, you did.
My wife didn't eat any of them.
You ate all 12?
It was 8. Big-ass biscuits.
But I'm proud of you. Were the flaky kind?
Yeah.
Did you eat them regular?
What? I put butter on them.
Butter biscuits.
I butter them biscuits.
You were talking about doing biscuits and something else, though. Did you just eat only 8 biscuits? I mean, I say only 8 biscuits, but...
I was so full, I had to go take a nap at like 9 a.m.
Oh, a little biscuit-induced nap.
You took a 9 a.m. nap because you ate
8 butter biscuits?
I only used 3/4 of a full stick of butter to butter the biscuits.
God.
Pony.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Mahoney, who would have thought after all of these years that Cobra Kai would be such a hit in return? Going on season 5 now on Netflix.
I love Cobra Kai. I think the casting is good. It's so cheesy, but it's so self-aware of just how cheesy it is. So it kind of is the like perfect blend of the two. Because
I love the fact that the entire cast of Karate Kid went absolutely nowhere in their entertainment careers.
Dude, Ralph Macchio was
Ralph Macchio didn't do a damn thing that anyone cared about.
He was in that movie with Joe Pesci and Marissa Tomei, My Cousin Vinny.
Okay.
He was one of the defendants.
He was one of the defendants.
And the dad from the Munsters was the judge.
Okay. But the fact that they have had their entire careers turned around by this reboot that, like you said, is cheesy, is corny, but is just good fun.
Yeah.
And season number 5, good for them, man. I bet they're getting paid at this point, too.
Anything after season 3, traditionally a production starts to get paid. And this is a show that actually got canceled. Started on YouTube originally.
Oh, that's right.
After season 1, did not get picked up again by YouTube. Netflix actually picked it up and has run with it. It's a guilty pleasure show for me. It really, truly is.
Are you caught up on it?
Yeah. I watched the entire fourth season. I watched the weekend that it came out, but I tried to get, and here's where I stumbled, because a movie like The Karate Kid or Karate Kid 2, Karate Kid 3, those, like, the original one definitely holds a place, like, in our upbringing. I watched that movie so many times, like, random summers growing up, and trying to get my wife to watch the Karate Kid movie.
Never gonna work.
Or the show with me, and she just looks at me like I am the dumbest person on the planet, because she's like, I have no emotional attachment to this in any way, shape, or form.
But he thought he was just waxing cars, and really he was learning self-defense.
I went back.
Paint the fence.
I literally went back and watched it again, like, because I hadn't watched the original Karate Kid as an adult in many, probably since I was 13 or so.
Yeah, 20-plus years, sure.
But, like, watching now through the eyes of an adult, I got so sad watching the original Karate Kid again, just because Daniel getting picked on, a single mom, how great Miyagi was.
So you saw it from an adult perspective, because when we watched it as kids, it's this kid who's learning karate and it's kind of cool.
Kicking everybody in the face.
Yeah, you're like, awesome. But then
gets
like,
the girl.
You think about like the single mom having to live in like the rundown apartment building.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mr. Miyagi is just this old guy who's the handyman and ends up being this
father figure. And I will say, that is one of the good things that Netflix has done, or one of the few things that I approve that Netflix has done well.
Never going to watch it.
So the morning show, which is a huge ensemble cast. I mean, it's on Apple TV Plus, but I mean, you're talking about Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon and Steve Carell and all these big names for a TV series. I mean, A-list actors and actresses, right? John Hamm is now joining for season 3 of the morning show. And I've watched the first 2 seasons. It got kind of a bit more dark in season number 2, which I like, because it was a little a little campy in season one, mm-hmm. and then it kind of took a turn in season two, which I appreciated.
Is there such a thing, though, as too many big names for a show?
It felt like that in season one, where it was just like they were all kind of leaning on what massive stars they are.
Yeah.
And the plot was just kind of meh. But then they really, I think, did a very nice job writing season number two. So I like Jon Hamm quite a bit. I'm excited that he's joining the cast.
I think Jon Hamm's all right. I mean, has he really done a whole lot outside of Mad Men that's been pretty awesome? Not really.
Not really.
I mean, Jon Hamm is mostly famous for being Jon Hamm now at this point in the Hammaconda.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know if it ratchets up the
star power.
Yeah. It's like cool, but is it needed?
Is there anyone's doinker who puts up numbers like Jon Hamm's Hamm?
Celebrity-wise,
nobody else has a nickname other than Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee's doesn't even have a nickname, though.
We were talking about Jason Derulo's.
Jason Derulo, yeah. But see, the thing that I don't like about that is
he's fluffing.
Yeah, he's like,
you don't
need to, that's just how I got out of the pool, and you're like, come on.
You don't
man.
Think Jon Hamm's Hamm is fluffed?
No, he was just walking down the street.
That's just him walking in khakis.
Yeah.
Okay, so Michael B. Jordan out. And then, but what
Does
about
Michael B. Jordan have a huge one, too?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sure. I mean, look at him.
Doesn't matter. No, he's just handsome.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, Jason Derulo, I guess, is out. But who, the lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars?
Oh, Jared Leto?
Jared Leto.
Yeah. The worst out of all of those.
But, I mean, his Hamm is Hamming.
Nah, he's just thin.
Is that what it is?
That's what I tell myself.
That's how you go to sleep at night?
Only way you can go to bed at night.
Every 10 pounds you gain, you lose a centimeter.
That is so terrifying.
If it was like an inch, all of us would be in perfect shape.
Damn
right. Could you imagine if you were like a 500-pound dude and still had like a hydro flask?
Hydro flask.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, everyone. Quick question for you. Which fandom do you find the most annoying?
Message deleted.
All of them. Any fandom that gatekeeps other people from being fans of something, you are toxic, you are garbage, and I don't like you.
We don't gatekeep.
Yeah, don't get, like, if somebody's just not as big of a fan of something as you are, doesn't mean, like, who cares? Like, I mean, doesn't make you cooler.
The worst are sports fans. Like the guys that
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Sports fans, you could.
You get in physical altercations.
It's not all sports fans. Like, we're all sports fans here.
Sure.
But the sports fan where you're not allowed to be a fan unless you know every stat about every player.
And it's become a religion to them.
Yes.
You can't let other people.
You physically get into fights and stuff. Like, chill out. It's a Dodgers game, bro.
For real.
We don't need to be beating people up in the parking lot.
Yeah. There's going to be
families here.
There's going to be 140 some odd more.
Right.
Yeah. Settle down.
I think I'm with you, Dave. I think definitely the sports fans take it a little too far sometimes, because if you can be a gatekeeper of art and music and of film, but you're not going to – odds of you getting, punched over Star Wars are low.
Here's a good one, though, who sit there and they'll judge what you like. I mean, seriously, they'll sit there. They think they're better than you because they like music that
you
not a lot of people haven't heard of.
Right.
I remember somebody, I was like, yeah, I've been listening to jazz recently, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, what kind of jazz? And I was like, John Coltrane, you know.
The kind that Alexa plays when I tell her to play jazz.
Well,
like,
or just, you know, I took a history of jazz course in college. So it's like, I'm still new to jazz. Like, I'm getting the basics down. And they were like, oh. Like, what? What do you mean, oh? Like, you're judging me?
Alberto said when it comes to music, BTS fans by far.
Oh,
like,
whatever.
The thing with BTS fans is, like, if you say anything bad about BTS, like, the BTS army comes for you. You're like,
yeah, well, but I mean,
relax.
It's also robots.
It's a boy band.
But it's also robots online.
I know, but
it's not,
like,
even real people half
just
the time.
Come on.
Again, I take that with a grain of salt, because I think that really is a lot of AI.
I'll stand by my initial statement. Anybody who tries to gatekeep, anybody who's a super uber fan who's made that their religion, you know, because I feel like a lot of these things have, like, filled a void of religion where it would have been 100 years ago.
Yeah.
It's just annoying. and also religion.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
There's some times where actors or actresses play a character and it's so convincing that I just assume that they are that person. Like, Jason Sudeikis to me is now Ted Lasso. And so anything bad that happens to Jason Sudeikis, I get mad at the person that's doing it to him because I just immediately associate him with Ted Lasso.
See, that's interesting because I associate him with losing his wife to Harry Styles.
Well, I mean, both are true. And actually, that's what this is all about. This is why I'm team Ted Lasso, because his ex is trying to move herself and their kids to the United Kingdom where Harry Styles lives. And Jason Sudeikis is like, no, those are my kids as well. You're not going to move them across the world. And it's becoming this huge thing. So,
well, the courts are going to have to rule one way or another. We'll see which one it is.
Can you imagine if first you lose your wife to Harry Styles, and then she's going to take your kids and move them to the United Kingdom?
Okay.
That is brutal.
Let's not knock Harry Styles. He's pretty great.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. It's like if your wife leaves you for somebody worse than you, I feel like that's easier to stomach than if it's Harry Styles.
But this is more about the kids and the custody battle, the 50-50.
But you shouldn't be able to take somebody's kids away from them out of the country if
it's a 50-50 custody.
Yeah, if they want to be in their kid's life and they are a good person, like it doesn't matter. You shouldn't be able to take them to move them across the world. Like, I mean, I know there's some laws in certain states that, you can't go out of the state.
If there's a deadbeat parent
and
they're awful and they don't want nothing to do with their kids, a totally different story, right? You go live your life, let the kids be as happy as possible. But this whole idea, like, you're going to take the kids and move them out of the country, that just has, big Angelina Jolie vibes.
So, I mean, sure, but, I mean, are they currently living in the same state?
So that's where it gets a little tricky. So a judge dismissed Sudeikis' petition for the kids to live in New York because they live in California right now, and he is thinking about moving back to New York. So Olivia Wilde is basically saying, he started this because he wanted them to live in New York with him. They live in California, and then she's like, okay, well, screw it. I'm going to move to the United Kingdom, and that's where this is all getting real sticky real quick.
Okay, so, I mean, I can kind of see the argument here. First of all, let me preface in saying, I don't think that it's okay for you to move your children to a different country without it being all of the things that we've already said before being the reason. But if he's already moving to New York and you're across our own country, that's not a quick flight either. Like, you're not seeing 50-50 of your kids. Like, I mean, from New York to Europe, from New York to California, it's still a flight.
Sure.
To me, it just sucks when people want to take somebody, they use them as a bargaining chip. You just because you and I no longer get along doesn't mean I should never be able to see my kids.
Weaponizing your children
ever
is
again.
Gross.
Like that to me, I hate when I see that. You know, and that's one of the things I still think that the courts get wrong a lot of times. That are still just like.
She's not a bad person.
No, I don't think she's bad. No, but if you try to take somebody's kids away who wants to be in their kids' lives.
But I mean, he started
it,
is what she's saying. So I mean, I get we're
going to
be.
They're fighting it out in publicly now, which is just
also
gross for everybody.
Kind of, though. I mean, they're celebrities. So anything that gets filed with a court is going to get picked up by the
TMZ,
TMZ and everyone else.
For sure.
So I don't know if they're intending to drag this out publicly, but she did come out and say that she got served custody papers in the most aggressive way possible, which.
I mean, I don't.
Feels a little
dramatic. I think that anybody, even I know that we're sitting here going oh man, that sucks that she's trying to go overseas and take her kids. But I mean, if he started this, I feel like I would absolutely probably be like, all right, well, if you're going to start this, I'm going to finish it. And it is hard because you have kids involved.
Everybody
you have
should
to
be
remember
adults,
the kids.
And it doesn't sound like anybody's being
okay.
An adult
so
here.
You guys tell me if this is dirty. She was speaking on stage at CinemaCon. And she got served the papers while she was on stage speaking.
That's how process serves.
It's not like him doing that,
That's process servers. They just know where you. They want to know where you are.
It's
and then,
publicly an event that you're at, and they're bam.
He was totally just. I don't know, man. I think that it's easy to.
Team Ted Lasso. Nope. Sorry.
Are you Nate? Is that what's
you're
going
on? That's what's going on.
I've never even seen the show. Yeah, I don't care about him.
You know what? You're right.
And I don't care about her.
She's Nate.
Yep.
Son of. Love it. Mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
nothing in any of these clips dirty whatsoever, but if you have a dirty mind, it may take you to a different place. So Mahoney, Audrey, you guys playing together, everyone that's listening and watching along today at twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney can also play along. You can call or text us anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY. So you guys trying to figure out what's actually being talked about, we have three different celebrities that are featured today. Are you both ready to go?
Let's hear some of this bleep BS, Dave.
First up is country music singer and songwriter Luke Bryan, and he is telling reporters about something that he didn't break. So there was some speculation he may have broke this. He's saying not the case.
I did not break my I did not break my My is not broken. Please stop reporting that it's broken.
Please.
A, his tooth. B, his finger. C, his dong. Would you like to hear it one more time?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. I did not break my I did not break my My is not broken. Please stop reporting that it's broken.
Man, he does wear them tight, tight pants.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to break a dong, so I'm going to...
You've gotten close.
Burst of... No. Ruptured a blood vessel there one time. Yeah, not great. Not great.
Hate that for you.
I'm going to remove C from this. I think...
You're going to remove the C?
I think he broke his tooth.
His tooth?
Okay. I'm going to go with tooth.
Tooth, finger, sure. Or dong? You're going tooth as well?
We'll go tooth.
No, guys, it's his finger, unfortunately. So all of you got it wrong.
Why is he so riled up over his finger? Quit reporting that my finger is broken.
And what is this guy's name? Is it Luke Bryan or Luke Bryant?
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan? Is that all you got to do to be like a country singer now? You're just like...
Two first names.
John Joseph? Yeah, you just throw in two first names.
Either, John Jacobs.
See, but you throw in a middle name, then you become a shooter.
Instant murderer.
Or some sort of creep.
Serial killer.
Yeah.
Second one, this is The Rock, and The Rock is trying something for the first time.
The reason why this is history in the making is because this is the very first time that I have ever tried. Now, I picked up some for some buddies of mine. I've never tried it, so this is a first.
So The Rock is trying what for the first time? A, In-N-Out. B, weed. C, a White Claw.
Let's hear this again.
Oh, man.
The reason why this is history in the making is because this is the very first time that I have ever tried. Now, I picked up some for some buddies of mine. I've never tried it, so this is a first.
He's picked it up for a buddy.
It wouldn't be. You're not picking up In-N-Out for a buddy.
No, it's going to be White Claw.
I think it's White Claw, because there's no way that it was.
He's not doing weed.
Yeah, I mean, he's tried. This is not the first time The Rock's smoking weed.
So you're both saying White Claw?
Going White Claw.
White Claw is incorrect.
Oh, is it In-N-Out?
In-N-Out, yes.
He's never had In-N-Out.
He's never had protein style In-N-Out.
No.
Oh.
I
hate him now.
What was his take on In-N-Out? Did he end up enjoying it?
What is it? I didn't get to the whole interview, so I'm not sure.
We'll just say yes. You can't not enjoy In-N-Out.
I mean, most likely, yeah. It's like he probably got an animal style. It's delicious.
Okay. Unpopular opinion: In-N-Out is just okay.
What?
Yeah, not
okay,
great.
Okay, their fries are mid, but like everything else is
fine.
Great.
Dave,
no,
I think
not great.
I had In-N-Out legitimately last night.
Dave, okay. I think here's the difference.
Well, how does that affect?
Because it just means that I'm a diehard fan.
You're a diehard fan.
The sauce runs through my veins. It's not blood.
And price point
Man
wise,
the clown said In-N-Out sucks.
Okay, block him.
Manroll just fired me.
If it was twice as expensive as it was, I would say yes. But like at this point,
price point.
Its price point is cheaper than McDonald's at
really?
This point.
Yeah.
It really is.
I just don't go that
the
often.
The cold fixins to the hot meat ratio is perfect.
It's not like the best in the world, but price point-wise, it's hard to beat.
Okay, third and final one. Let's see if you guys can get a single point in this game. Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop. I know that you're a big fan, Mahoney.
Love her candles.
Did a PR stunt where they claimed to be selling luxury something.
Goop launched a luxury disposable at $120 for a pack of 12, and there was a lot of outrage. Good. It was designed to piss us off, because if treating d*** like a luxury makes you mad, so should taxing them like a luxury. The d*** is a fake product meant to shine a light on a real problem.
So it's something that starts with a D.
God, she's the worst.
Is it A, tampons, B, diapers, or C, face masks?
Is there a...
I think it's either tampons or diapers if in a 12-pack.
Goop launched a luxury disposable at $120 for a pack of 12, and there was a lot of outrage. Good. It was designed to piss us off, because if treating like a luxury makes you mad, so should taxing them like a luxury. The is a fake product meant to shine a light on a real problem.
God, I
hate her so
no
much.
No matter what she's doing, I just hate so much.
She's doing the right thing here, yes. Right? Like, yes, people should have access tampons. To diapers.
It's tampons.
It's diapers.
Ah, crap. I just said it, Mo. You still got it wrong.
I legit, my eyes went,
there's a tax on diapers?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a sales tax, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, now I got to agree with Gwyneth Paltrow.
It's the movie quote quiz on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Chris is joining us this morning for a round of the movie quote quiz. Chris, do you consider yourself to be a cinephile like Mahoney considers himself to be?
I don't think I can compete with Mahoney on that level. He's got...
You're going to have to compete with Mahoney.
This is a man who knows his limitations and knows where to get the proper help. And I'm here for you,
but
Chris.
I do have some good news for you, Chris. You do have a lifeline today in Audrey. And there is a lot of rom-coms that are featured in today's movie quote quiz.
Which is short for romantic comedy.
Chris, just by the tone of your voice, you strike me as the type of fellow who loves romantic comedies.
I think I leave the room when those come on. Audrey, I'm going to need your help today.
All right, dude, I got you.
All right, so Chris, option for you. Do you want to go first or second?
Can I defer to Audrey on that question, too?
We will go number one, Chris.
Okay, so here is the first one. You guys have the first crack at this, working together against Mahoney today because we all want him to lose. Good luck to both of you.
Well, how are we going to pick one?
Girls are 300, boys are 275. Except for that little guy there. Him you could have for 200 even.
This one? You're so sweet. You're like a little clearance puppy. Hello, puppy.
This one likes you. Clearance puppy likes you.
Well, that's your guy.
Oh, I was going to pick you anyway. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell the others.
Why would you put this movie in the movie quote quiz? You know even the name of the movie brings tears to many of people's eyes. That is...
What? You're not going first?
No, let him answer. Audrey, let him answer. I don't know it. You'll steal it from him.
I do know it, though.
No, go for it.
I think so.
Go for it.
Is it Marley and Me?
Marley and Me. Point for Chris and Audrey.
Well, he just used his lifeline.
No, yeah. No. She gets to play with him on all of them.
Oh, is that what it is?
We got this, Chris.
All right. So, Mahoney, you get the first crack of the first one. I think that maybe producer Jordan put that in there. To get you emotional, to mess with you, to throw you off your game.
Why are you trying to get in my head?
Here we go. On to number two, Mahoney, you're first.
I'm sorry. Oh, my eye. You got him.
Not good enough.
Come on, my eye. He learned his lesson.
What's your name?
My name's Henry. You did good.
Hi, sorry. I'm in a community watch program. And.
Oh, you crazy bitch.
Yeah. Keep running.
Okay.
Oh, Mahoney looks confused.
Can't tell. Is that Adam Sandler?
I don't know.
Oh, boy. Well, I got to hear that. Just rewind about halfway through. Let me hear that actress's voice again.
What's your name?
My name's Henry. You did good.
Hi, sorry. I'm in a community watch program. And.
Oh, you crazy bitch!
Yeah, keep running!
Okay.
5 seconds, Mahoney.
Is that Knocked Up?
Nope.
No. Okay, so but I did help him with the first one. Does Chris have to attempt this time or?
No, you guys are playing together.
Okay, Chris, let me tell you, the actor and actress you're hearing is Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore.
So that narrows it down to about 8 movies?
Very true. They are in Hawaii. Uh-huh. She has memory loss.
Just tell him.
50 dates?
Close enough. 50 first dates, yeah. Well done. All right, Chris. Look at you. Look at you go. And with a steal as well. All right, so you guys, first on number 3.
So what do you do?
I buy companies.
What kind of companies?
Well, I buy companies that are in financial difficulty.
If they have problems, you must get them for a bargain, huh?
Well, the company I'm buying this week, I'm getting for the bargain price of about $1
billion. $1 billion?
Yes.
Wow.
This scene specifically made me eat pancakes with nothing on them because I thought that it was just like so quirky and cool that she was eating pancakes with nothing on them.
Audrey knows all of these so quickly. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Chris, any guess?
Nothing.
Julia Roberts.
Uh-huh.
Who's the other actor?
Greer.
Richard Gere?
Richard Gere. Greer. Silver Fox.
Oh, that's, sure. The, I do know those two actors, and the movie they did was Pretty Woman.
Yes.
All right.
We're just getting it together, dude.
This is amazing.
Just
you
me
guys
and you.
Are
Look
just
at us.
Crushing the
Look
game
at us.
Today. Oh, man. Should we even continue? I mean, there's no way that Mahoney can come back and win.
I don't know. I'm kind of curious what the next one's going
to
be.
See if
why are you
one?
Trying to torture me
this
with
makes
these romantic
me feel like
comedies?
I need to go. I want to watch all
I
of
like
these.
The classics.
Let's just see if Mahoney can get
Woman's a classic.
One. Last opportunity, Mahoney.
If I stay, so I'm just, you know, not going to tell him.
It's a good plan.
Yeah, I like it. It is a good plan until her water breaks all over Robert De Niro's shoes. My shoes, hey, there's all this baby goo on it.
These shoes? Hey, on these shoes? Did you puke on my shoes?
Did your water break
Did you
on
puke
my
on my shoes?
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it weird, though, when you have a kid and all your dreams and hopes just go right out the window?
Is that my previous answer? Is that also knocked up?
That's knocked up. Mahoney got 1 point.
There
That's
we go.
That's not nearly good
Mahoney,
enough.
Mahoney, like you said that earlier, though, and it ended up being on the quick like, way.
Well done, Chris. Well done, Audrey. Mahoney. What a colossal film.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So I have a question for you guys when it comes to etiquette on the road.
What's that, Dave?
Because I don't feel like I was in the wrong here, but I...
You were in the wrong. You drive like an a-hole.
You do.
You're too aggressive.
I do not drive like an a-hole.
You're
I do not
too
drive
aggressive.
Too aggressive. You take three attempts to pull into a parking place.
That is
You're
untrue.
You're a bad driver.
That is
okay?
untrue.
Just because I'm a good, efficient driver.
No. I park in the
mad.
Back, so I don't even have to... I just pull straight in. Just straight in. I like to walk when I'm in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm. I feel like all three of us have some positives and negatives to the way that we drive.
Okay. Well, you guys are attacking me, and I haven't even told you the story yet. So, would you like to apologize?
Let's hear what you did wrong. Let's hear about what you did wrong.
I don't think I did anything wrong, but I did get road raged a little bit.
Somebody brought road rage towards you.
Yes.
When was this?
Gave me the finger.
Really?
Yes.
Which one?
The middle. If it was a thumbs up, I probably wouldn't be telling this story.
Okay.
So we were at a turn arrow, a left turn arrow, uh-huh. and we were waiting, and the light turned green.
Okay.
I was behind this person, and I waited 3 full seconds.
You did not honk.
Of
yes,
course
you deserved the finger.
After two?
After
it's,
3 seconds?
It's a honk.
Hold on. Let me just, here's 3 seconds. Light turns green right now.
1 Mississippi. 2 Mississippi. 3 Mississippi.
Honk.
It's way too long. 10 cars could have got through at that time.
That's way longer than 3 seconds.
No, I got a timer. I was doing
it. He said Mississippi at the. Yep.
Yep. That's that. That is a
accurate count.
That is the American way of telling time.
I waited 3. You're saying
three Mississippis.
Hold on. I'll be quiet.
Not even like.
Let's all just turn that music down below us. Let's go full 3 seconds of silence and let's see how long. That feels like to
and
you, Audrey.
The light turns green right now.
Okay.
Honk.
You talked before 3 seconds hit.
No,
that's how
you
long.
Got impatient.
Because you, yep.
Because it
made you uncomfortable.
I got nervous. We were gonna get dead air. A little honk honk from a
but
rock.
But 3 seconds.
Three
is,
seconds.
I'll back you on this.
Thank
I'll
you.
Back. I'll back this play.
And it wasn't. I didn't lay on the horn or anything. It was a little toot toot. I gave him the double tap just to let him know. Hey, you're. Probably looking at your phone or something,
yeah.
But you're first in line.
You have a
you
responsibility.
Have a responsibility to be paying attention.
If
you're second in line, the car goes
but
in front
if
of you.
If I'm five back and nobody has honked after.
You'll honk through.
1 second for every car that's in front of me. So you hit that 3 second mark for car number two.
Yep.
You don't know what that person is going through.
So by the time I'm at, if I'm car six or seven back there and we haven't gone, I am not only honking. I am forearm honking. I'm
laying on
you. You don't know what that person in the front car was doing. They could have been having a child who's having a meltdown in the back seat. They could have gotten a call.
I don't care.
A call
off the road. I don't care.
A loved one might have happened. No,
pull
man.
Off the road.
We don't care.
These are the roads.
You don't care.
I don't care.
Their grandpappy Pat might have just died.
Good.
Good.
Good. Hurry up and get to his funeral.
Because you're out here.
Get out of the way.
So
do not care.
So
move.
Okay.
You're at a left.
You just got fired.
You're at a good.
Good.
You deserve to be fired.
Yep. You're wasting time. Precious time.
They ate moldy employee. Piece of bread that morning.
Good.
Like their toast
hope
got burnt.
Get, so I hope you get gangrene.
I had gangrene.
Yeah.
You gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dave honked a little too close to your. See, like,
thank
listen.
You, Booknook said. Doesn't matter. Pay attention while driving. Dave is justified. So
you
I give
are.
A little toot toot.
Fair.
And
what about a little beep beep?
And he's in jail now.
And they finally start going, and I also go, and they're driving slow, but it's like a 3-lane road, so it's no problem. And I go to, you know, I'm passing them.
What kind of car is this?
It's like a older sedan.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. I think it was a Buick, I think.
Hmm.
But so I'm going to pass them, and this guy is furious that I honked at him. Like, puts his arm
out the window
and is like doing that thing where, you know, like all of the other fingers disappear. Yeah. It's just one large middle finger. And just like,
which I feel like that's such a bitch middle finger. You got to throw thumb out.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, get thumb in that. If you like, that's how you don't look like a bitch.
That is so much more aggressive, huh?
Yeah. Like the middle finger just like out there is just like, I feel like you're like tucking your thumb.
And I don't know if I should have said this, but I rolled down my window and I said, "You have an old hand."
You did not.
I said, "You have an old hand.
You wrinkle shamed that hand."
He had an old hand.
Use some hand cream, bitch.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Are people with distinct tattoos in their bodies less likely to send nudes, or do they just keep them out of the frame?
Message deleted.
I think if you don't want your nudes out... Audrey.
Well, she has distinct tattoos.
No, I know, and she just had this look on her face.
You just do partials.
Partial nudes?
Yeah.
But also, at this point...
So most of your tattoos are on your right arm. Yeah?
Yeah.
So do you, like, just left boob it?
I think so.
She just picked up her phone and said...
Here's the thing.
Let me go back.
In 2022, not having tattoos is also a giveaway as well, you know?
True.
Yeah.
No.
Also,
no, I don't.
Okay. Also kind of identifiable. Just the pro move, keep your face out of the photo.
Unless you look great, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, then it's, oh, no, they got
these great-looking okay
nude
with
photos of myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just keep your face out of the photo if you don't want it being seen
never face.
If your face
is
in
that's the rule.
If
like,
your
whatever
face is in there, imagine everybody you know seeing that. And if you're okay with that, great. But if you are not, keep your face out
because
of that.
The face does not make it hotter, ever.
I was going to say, ever. I feel like anytime if you ever take a partial, girl or guy, if your face is in it, instant ick.
Yeah.
I mean, because like...
it's too aggressive.
Because it is.
Yeah.
It really is kind of weird. Unless like, I don't know, like, some people might be into that.
Dudes should never have their face in a nude
photo.
Could
you imagine like tapping your, like you have the camera on the floor doing like a bottoms up and then just tapping it with your toe?
Do you smile?
Because here's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. What do you do with your face?
Do you look menacing? Do you look aggressive?
Like and somebody's sexy face might really not be that sexy.
Because you're alone and aroused and smiling. You're a serial killer.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Or you could do like a smirk.
Can you imagine, imagine this for a moment. Mahoney alone in his office, going to town on himself, but he's smiling.
Okay, so but what's worse? Like terrifying. The aerial photo, like from top to bottom and you just see toes, or from bottom to top and
you
see menacing smile?
You don't keep feet in there. It's just the way I composed my shots in years past when I was a single man.
Can I guess? And then you tell me if you're right. If I'm right.
Yeah. How do you not get a single toe?
I would imagine that you kind of if I'm standing up here, the angle was slightly down.
I would never stand fully.
Squat.
You just get on your knees.
No. Promo, guys. No, you don't get on. You know, you're not.
Mahoney's crawling around on all fours like a crawler.
Here's how. It's creating an infinity space. So find a white wall in your house.
Is it a mugshot?
It's like a passport photo.
A hostage? What is happening?
Yes, it's like a passport photo. So find a unidentified wall. Can't have wallpaper. Can't have, a certain paint if it's a wild color. Then you sit on the edge of your chair. So you pull your feet back. And while you're sitting back, you get this with the wall, so you get no feet, no legs. It's only dog.
Oh my God.
Do you light it so you get like a shadow so that way it looks like
doing
45
shadow
degree
puppets?
Looks like the Empire State Building.
That's what you do.
I'm screaming, I'd rather just see toes.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Okay, Mahoney, Audrey, this is normally about the time of the show where we start getting very thirsty for our next meal. So
we've been talking about food off air this morning. Yes. Mm-hmm,
yep. So I have a serious question for both of you. If you guys were going to shoplift a large amount of any food, what would it be and why?
Caviar.
Caviar.
Do you know how expensive caviar is?
So you'd do it just for the sake of the cost savings.
Yes. And I also love caviar.
I don't know if I've ever had caviar.
I get it once a year when we go on our cruise.
Uh-huh.
We do like a really fancy dinner on the Disney cruise ship. It's a place called Remy, named after
Ratatouille.
Yes. And we get caviar once a year.
How much is it?
Couple hundred dollars.
Couple hundred dollars.
I forget how much it is.
One spoon of caviar for $200?
It's so good.
Is it?
I mean, it's like...
Is it so good just because of how expensive it is and like the setting and
there's this weird foam thing? It's like something that I could... There's zero chance I could ever make it myself.
Right, okay.
And so it's the ambiance, it's the mood, it's all of that. And I know it's... every time I get done with the meal, then I look at the bill and I'm like, God, that wasn't... I mean, it's so good, but I'm also like... This is why I'm broke.
Yeah. Mm.
But that's the one thing I would, because it is so obscenely expensive.
Denise said bacon or steaks is what I would shoplift. Double F, double N said lobster. Razor said filet. Tuna for Team One Sleep.
King crab legs also.
Crab legs, yeah.
King crab legs.
Got to be the king.
But here's the thing is, do I got to cook this? Or is it already pre-cooked? Am I shoplifting cooked meats?
Whatever you'd like.
Okay. Then nothing better than slow-cooked brisket. Burnt ends.
Slow-cooked brisket burnt ends.
Whole-ass brisket? Yeah. Give me that wet cut.
Wet cut.
Ain't nobody want that dry cut.
And the Wonder Bread.
I went to a barbecue place, and I asked for a wet cut. They didn't know what I was talking about. I left.
Hell yeah, you should leave.
I'm like, you are a barbecue place, and you don't know what a wet cut of brisket is?
Come on.
I mean.
Scram.
I'm out.
Scram. That's a
scram, kid.
I 100% left.
No, yeah. So that would be mine. Probably just like some wet cut meats.
I would love to have... Like them thick fillets, but not like a singular pack. I would like to...
Like a Wagyu fillet?
But like covering my entire body and just wear like a meat suit like Lady Gaga out of the grocery store.
I'm just envisioning fillet pasties.
Yeah, I'd get a couple for the nips.
You don't have to envision that. Let me just take my shirt off.
Oh,
that's what my nipples look like.
They look like fillets.
God.
Very well-cooked fillets.
I will not look to my right.
Butterfly.
Where Mahoney sits. I'm doing it.
Butterfly them fillets.
He's sitting on the edge of his chair. Watch out.
Oh, but Mahoney, you could butterfly the fillets. You could probably like cut them into like little butterflies and make like an art piece out of it, you know?
I mean, have you ever seen the tattooed nipples that become hearts?
No.
Some people have...
They've gone to tattoo... Oh, I see. Like
turn your nipple into a heart.
Into a heart.
Yeah. It's,
cute thought.
That is a cute thought.
The reason why I bring it up is because a man in Spain, he did some shoplifting. He stole some goods, some foods.
What did he steal, Dave?
7,000 hams.
That's a lot of hams.
It's what do you think the resale value of 7,000 hams?
We're creeping up on Thanksgiving.
Full ass ham. These
are whole hams.
Whole ass ham. Yep. I mean, when I go to Honey Baked Ham for Christmas or Thanksgiving, I'm usually spending $100, so I would guess the street value of these hams is probably $45,000.
Street
value. $45,000 for 7,000 hams.
That's a lot of hams. I mean, probably about that.
Way more.
How much?
700,000 hams. Dollars.
Closer. $535,000.
You giggled. I really wasn't that far off.
We weren't that far off.
I mean, is that American?
That's half a milli.
It's in southern Spain is where this happened.
Okay.
But they converted it to dollars for us because we can't do math with euros.
Well, they're like, it's like one to one right now.
It's pretty close, yeah.
Closer than it's ever been. So this must be like that aged ass ham.
So he actually did this over a 6-year period. He was working for this company and they sell hams and they have a curing warehouse. And he stole over the 6-year period 7,000 hams, and you're like, okay, that's
you didn't give me all the information.
Don't be mad.
Cured hams is way different than just fresh ass ham.
Okay,
way different. Okay. Also, you said 6 years.
That's 1,000 hams a year.
6 years.
Six years times 365. That's 2,190. So let's divide that 7,000 divided by 2,190.
He stole
three hams a day. Every day for 6 years.
And that's not even counting the weekends.
Wait, do you think
he just... get a trench coat?
Because, I mean...
How do you steal three hams a day and
dude,
get away with it?
Everybody thought he had the best ass in the world. Right in the back of the
pants.
He's
been squatting.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So many stories that we have in the Redneck Report have kind of that big meth energy.
Mm-hmm.
I think this story is more like big bath salt energy.
What do we got happening now, Dave?
All right. So there's a dude who is working as a surveyor. He's just out in the field doing his thing. He was working near the fairgrounds. And
what are they looking through then? You ever seen those surveyors out there?
Yeah, almost the little yellow tripod?
Yeah.
Like, what you looking at? What you peeping, Tom? What you trying to see? Mm-hmm. 34-year-old dude who was later identified as Brandon Wright, of course it was Brandon, was picking palmetto berries in the woods and suddenly approached this surveyor who, again, was just out doing his job, had a large machete, and he was naked, and he said, hey, give me all of your clothes.
He was picking berries naked with a machete.
Correct.
Okay.
Again, big bath salt energy here. Said, give me your clothes, your wallet, and your phone. The surveyor said, well, you have a machete, so okay. Started to comply, and that's when Brandon threw the machete at him.
I feel like throwing a machete is a bold move. I don't feel like you'd be able to direct it very well.
He didn't, because the handle bounced off the guy's chest, thankfully. Left him uninjured.
Oh, I mean, he hit dead center.
He hit him dead center, but it was the wrong way.
The surveyor didn't bob and weave?
I guess not. He was also in the middle of derobing. And I love this next part. After he threw the machete at him, he took off into the brush and got into a white Dodge Challenger.
Listen, I'm not trying to victim shame here, but this surveyor seems like he could have done a lot.
Yeah, so this guy gets away.
Like, prevent this.
He gets away. But then, as luck would have it, old Brandon, in his wise decision-making, again, big bath salt energy, returned to the gas station that was nearby to do push-ups at the entrance. And that's where the officers quickly apprehended him.
If you guys came into contact with a man who was naked picking berries with a machete, would you not just simply run away?
I'm running.
Yeah, you run, and you do the zigzag.
I'm going to hit him with my yellow tripod.
Yeah, I was thinking, why weren't you using that to keep him away?
I will battle you. You have a machete, but I have a huge yellow tripod that I can spy things through. No one knows what it is, but I can spy things.
I can see him.
Also, after he was now machete-less, he's just naked.
Right.
You pick up that machete.
You pick up the machete and his yellow
naked
tripod and Battle Royale.
Was this an episode of like Naked and Afraid? Is this out there?
It could have been.
Been in solitary for too long. Solitude.
The fact that he returned to the scene to do push-ups at the entrance of a gas station.
Also, I love that they know that he fled in a white Dodge Challenger.
I know, like very descriptive. That's the only thing that
you know it was leased.
Of course it was.
You know that Challenger was leased.
Had the paper license plate on it.
Man, you can't knock anybody leasing a car. I feel like if I were to get a car, I'd have to lease it.
There's nothing wrong with leasing a car, but you know it didn't have a permanent tag.
Yeah, it definitely needed some, it was over its registration.
A Fort Myers woman is bad at breakups. She was having some heated relationship issues, and that's a pun that this news story put in there. A 51-year-old woman decided that she was going to light her ex-boyfriend's house on fire.
That's not cool.
Normal 51-year-old behavior.
For sure. Healthy.
Was it covered in giant spiders or something?
I don't know if this is like, you know how like sometimes like a couple they'll have like a special shirt, like, you know, the girl will wear
like
the shirt.
I'm with Stupid.
No, like the band t-shirt or whatever, you know, and
that she's co-opted as her own now.
Yeah.
Like a shared shirt.
Yeah.
Like what's mine is yours, your closet's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know if for sure this was a shared shirt, but she did use a t-shirt to start the fire. She balled it up, soaked it in gasoline, lit it on fire, and chucked it at his house. Started his house on fire. First degree arson.
I don't know if I were going to start a fire in someone's home, if that's the way I would go.
T-shirt? Probably not.
No.
No?
I don't think so.
How would you? Because I feel like you might have thought about this.
No, I haven't. No? But I don't feel like that would be step one.
Okay. What would be step one?
I think that if I were going to be doing anything nuts like that, it might just be like, I don't know, like drive my car through their garage.
You ever had to replace a garage door?
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money and very inconvenient.
Hit them where it hurts, their pockets.
Have you crashed into your own garage door?
Man, I backed up into it.
How much did it cost you?
$2,000.
That's a lot of money.
$2,000?
Yeah, because you can stop a fire.
Bent the firemen. Bent the things.
How are you going to back into a closed garage door parked car?
Why are you shaming him?
Because he's a terrible driver.
It happens, man.
I'm sorry.
It happens.
What do you mean you're sorry?
Thank you.
I backed my car. Has gotten some damage from a garage
recently.
All four of my sides of my car are messed up, and the bumper from my garage. So I understand, Mahoney. It's hard.
It's tough out there.
Hold on. Are these the same two people who were telling me that I was a bad driver earlier?
That's
today?
Why I said we all have our strengths and we all have our weaknesses when it comes to driving. I was admitting it earlier. You just chose to hear Like I was attacking
you.
I like
that you only told us about two of the times that you ran into your garage, and it turns out it's been at least five.
No. It's been okay. One, two. It's been three, mm-hmm. and then the one on the mud bumper is a while ago, and that one had closed the garage door.
You closed the garage door on your car?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, guys. Said I heard your talk the other day about tequilas. That's my juice. I agree with you all. We do have better tequilas today. And I definitely agree with Audrey that Patron is the worst, most expensive tequila you can buy. Thank you for your time.
Message deleted.
I love him.
How many tequilas do you think that he was in when he called and left that message?
All
for us?
Of the tequilas, yeah. And I approve of this message.
He was slow, confident, unwavering.
Articulate.
Yes. Articulate.
An excellent tone of voice as well.
Oh, yeah. This guy should be
the
voice
worst,
of our show.
Most expensive tequila you can buy. Thank you for your time.
I feel like I was on an episode
so
of Drunk History.
Yeah.
He is so pleasant.
So pleasant. Call
Thank
us anytime.
Calling.
Call us more.
Just tell us whatever you're thinking.
Yeah.
Random thoughts, musings. Just read stuff.
Read stuff. I was going to say, can you please open a book, maybe page 36 of whatever the book that is nearest to you, and please just call 833-YO-DUMMY
and
read it.
You should audition for the call map where you put people to sleep. Good evening. It is time to go to the bed.
You're like, okay.
All right, man. You're right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Where's Ian? Bring back Ian.
Message deleted.
No, he quit this bitch.
Ian quit and cost us tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, he messed up. He said bye, and we said, yeah. Oh, dang, are you sure? And he was like, yeah, for sure.
All right, see you.
See you later.
It happens, man. I mean, you got to move for family, whatever, but... You know, once you quit this bitch, you out.
Screw over your whole team, isn't
it? Please leave a message after the tone.
I'll tell you all the story one day.
I quit my job and I couldn't be happier.
Message deleted.
Ian, get out of here.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Both of you went to pee during that last song and both of you made it back just in time.
Because we're pros, Dave.
Pros.
Very nicely done.
That is why.
I mean, are you shocked? You say that like you're shocked.
I'm just a little bit surprised that both of you made it back just in time. It's very, very well timed.
We've never peed and not been on time.
There's been many times where you have peed and not been on time.
I don't recall any times that either of us have gone to the
bathroom. Also, that may have been the first time that you two both went to pee at the exact same time. They both looked at each other and said, I have to pee. So do I. Got up, left, and went pee at the same time. Did you chat while you were walking down the hall?
Yeah, actually.
And our engineer was in the bathroom with us as well.
He was.
Well, with us. But with me.
Y'all went to the same bathroom?
I have something to tell you, Dave.
Oh, boy. I was wondering what that bulge was. Now we know.
It's my John Hamm. No, but we actually used the restroom here in the studio, and you never do. So I don't know why you feel like that we are the odd ones for going when you never get up out of your chair. Have you ever noticed that about yourself? You never pee.
My stupid Apple Watch notices that about me. It's like, time to stand up. I'm like, I'm busy working, sitting in my chair.
You could change that setting.
Can you? Where it shames me less?
Yes. Like where you only have to stand up, because I think it's like 3 minutes an hour.
Yeah. Oh, you can change it to like 11 seconds?
Yeah.
Can you really?
Yeah.
You figured out how to change the settings in your Apple Watch to give yourself credit for doing physical
for an hour
activity
standing.
That you're not doing?
Absolutely.
Be honest, how many seconds do you have it set to?
No, it's like 3 minutes for mine right now. But there are days where I know that like I'm not moving.
So you'll reset?
I'll go in there. I'll make
sure. Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Because Mahoney and I have, like, we both have the Apple Watches. And Audrey has hers on today.
I do.
So you don't wear yours every day.
No.
Mahoney wears his every day. In fact, he's got two. He's got a Fitbit and an Apple Watch that he wears every single day. Mm. I wear mine every day. You wear yours some days, but
casually.
We are all on like the same thing where
same cycle,
the same cycle. Yeah. Now, but when we work out, like it'll show a workout.
Yeah, you get a notification.
You ever fake workouts? Be honest.
Yeah,
your wife's working right now.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
No, I mean, actually,
when I'm sitting on my couch being a lazy hunk of crap at 8:45 at night.
What do you do?
Watching a show. No. I'll get
workout.
I'll get a notification from Mahoney saying that he just completed a workout.
No, like, sometimes I do workout. Like, I would say
you are not working out at 9 o'clock at night.
I'm getting off the treadmill.
You hate the treadmill.
I do, but sometimes my wife gives me the look.
Is she a drill sergeant?
Basically.
I feel like you're like, I mean, your home is a boot camp.
Yeah, because if I'm left to my own accord, I would just do nothing but eat burgers and play Call of Duty and do nothing else outside of this radio show. And I would be content with that, but I would also die by the time I'm 45. And she doesn't want to be an old woman who is alone when she's in her...
So she's going to make your whole life miserable, so it's that way she can be...
miserable, but it's making me do things that I don't want to do myself.
Dave, do you ever do that with
fake
your workouts?
Workout? Yeah. Never.
Do you guys fake other things?
Because I've only done like it like what? maybe five times out of like several years.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, I feel like if I did start faking it, like once you start cheating, I'm cheating all the time.
Here's the thing. Vegas Jay,
true.
In our Twitch chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, I have done this. He said Mahoney was having...
the adult relations?
At the time, and I have set my watch for a workout when that has gone down because I needed to get the exercise minutes.
You did.
You turn the exercise minutes on when you're doing it?
It's the other. If you go to your thing, yeah. Exercise.
So now every time that I see other...
So what did you burn? What'd you burn?
Well, according... I mean, that I think it just is a standard, like, calories per minute, not actually based upon...
Because I do other workout every time I work out.
But you...
It's based... I think that one just goes based upon your height.
And your heart rate.
You didn't check and see how many calories you burnt, though?
I mean, Dave, it's not that impressive.
8.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. The land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.